This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Very pleased and privileged to have in the studio with us this morning, Nicole C. Mullen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get into it, there's some presents we need to give you.
Ooh,
I know that you have your fashion line, and I thought that a pink Hope hat might be a good addition to that.
Yes, thank you. Lovely on the head.
Yeah.
Voila.
I must say, your stuff does look cooler, but
I shouldn't have said that.
It's
all good.
No. As well as that, this is an Australian taste sensation. These are Tim Tams.
We had some of these.
Oh, you've had them already?
No, just this morning for the first time. I love them.
Good.
I did a little commercial on my little computer, so yeah.
Oh.
Tim Tams, so yes, thank you.
Enjoy them. They're the double coats. We're very fond of those.
Wow.
We do want to give you Vegemite.
I've heard of Vegemite.
Yeah, it's a little acquired.
Mm, yeah.
Be a bit of a turn off, I think, initially.
You know, the Tim Tams will do, thank
you. They're good. We stand by those. I guess American equivalents, I would be the beef jerky with Vegemite.
That's
a bit of a kind
isn't
of
isn't it like a spread or is it not?
It is, but it's very, very salty and weird. Rusty nails is its description. It tastes like rusty nails.
Okay, and acquired
that helps,
taste. Yes,
that's pretty special.
Nails. Thank you for the warning.
To you, though. Now, first of all, let's look at the fashion line. So you have your own line of clothing. This is...
Well, it's still in progress.
Okay.
It's one of those in progress. We have a store, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of like a Build-A-Bear store that we have, but it's with clothing.
Okay.
And so we have that. And then I have some pieces that are my own. And it's out of nothing. And I'm into extending the life of a garment. And so we have a patent pending where you can make things longer and interchange them and things of that nature. So,
all right.
Yeah, so they're coming. And I'm always wearing something that I've cut up or added to or, you know, rearranged and all that stuff. So that's kind of what I do. So, yeah.
Can we have a tip? Give us a tip for summer. Here, we're going into summer.
Oh, you are going into summer. Well, you're going to spring first, right?
Well, spring, yeah.
Is it kind of like the same, though? The same weather?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Well, of course, everybody still wears scarves, and you can wear a lot of scarves with T-shirts and all that. And I do, you know, with the pants that I have, often you can zip things on and zip them off, and you can interchange bottom parts. So you can go from long jeans to shorter ones without ever taking off any major parts of your clothing. Mm-hmm. It's like taking off the sock part. And then, you know, if you're going out somewhere else and you want to make, you know, the outfit look a little bit different, you can put on a different bottom. And you can change it up with belts and things of that nature. So it's really simple but fun. And, you know, I'm into vests and things of that nature. I am embellished the one that I have.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have my little initials here, NCM. But just, you know, all kinds of stuff. I'm into taking things that are normal and making them a little abnormal in the, you know, from ordinary to extraordinary. So on the side of extraordinary, hopefully.
Extra normal sounds. Well,
extra
no, that doesn't work
exactly.
Either.
Well,
better.
Extra normal. Yes.
Better
like
sounds
I like
good.
That, yes.
All right. Well, that's cool. I like, and there's a good tip for us. Now, your music, the one thing, and I guess and it's something that you do as well, it's the very personal. Your songs are personal. They are pages from your journals, in a sense, it's been described. And it is so helpful, and many people see that. It is very, very helpful. It's a good reflection of others, too. We can learn a lot from your songs. But every time I read about someone who's so put so much of themselves into something, I always wonder how that must really drain you. Sometimes you just feel like saying, just mind your own business, stay out.
No, not really that. Like, except for like the ugly pictures that surface around the internet from a long time ago, other than that. But no, I love being able to share my story, my journey with other people. And oftentimes my journey is really a part of other people's because I've heard from their stories. I've gleaned from their ups and their downs and things that have helped them and things that have been a struggle for them, you know? And so those are part of the fuel that infuses me when I'm writing. And so I take their stories and they become a part of my journey, like I said. And I align them with mine and say, yeah, I've been there. I've hurt before. I've had a broken heart. I know what it's like to be disappointed. I know what it's like to be betrayed. I know what it's like to be in pain. You know, but at the same time, I have found someone who is faithful for the betrayed. I found someone who is the healer for the pain. I found someone who is steady when our world is rocky and it's shaky. And so that person is Jesus Christ. And so in every song, in every story that I tell, he's the punchline. He is the end. He is the answer. And so it all leads back to him. And so I love to take the hand of other people walk with them through their journey as they walk with me through mine, and lead them to Christ ultimately.
Wow, that's, so, quite, yeah, that's quite a call there. That's good. That's great. Part of your role too, and as and youth work and so forth, you really spent a lot of time mentoring and, yes. and teenage girls,
yes.
of course. Obviously, that's something you can relate to as you were once a teenage girl. The passion, why, to me, to be honest, teenagers scare me. I've got young kids, and I'm trained as a primary school or junior school teacher, and I love kids of that age, but when they hit the teenage years, I'm scared.
They are other creatures at times.
Yeah, that's an alien race.
I find them to be fascinating. And I think for me, I remembered being that age. And at that time, God sent a lady in my church. Her name was Cecilia. And she came and she helped me. And she didn't have me over to her house every single day of the week. But the times that she would allow me to come over were healing times for me. They were affirming times for me. Mm. And so even back then, I had made a vow that if it was ever my chance, my turn, to pour back into the life of a young person, I wanted to be as faithful with their heart as she was with mine. And so it's just my way of loving on them as another auntie figure, mom, a big sister, you know, whatever role they may allow me to be in their lives. Mm. But I love to, you know, be able to encourage them and the gifts that God has given them. And I find that they have wisdom at times beyond their years when they tap into the Spirit of God. And I love to challenge them where they're at, to be the greatest, to shine where they're at, you know, to make a stand for Christ and to do it in a creative way. And so, I take kids with me, you know, I travel with them. And when I'm not traveling, I'm at home pouring into kids. I have 3 children of my own these days, with my husband, that's 4, including him.
Fair enough.
But then we also have Baby Girls Club, and we have Team NTM. And so throughout the week, I probably get a chance to love on probably over 100 kids, I would think, a week that are, they come to our clubhouse.
Yeah.
So they come to one of my house, it seems, you know, and so we're able just to kick back and love on each other and walk with each other through life. And hopefully when it's all said and done, they will be men and women of Christ as well.
That's a great thing to be doing. And I read that you call yourself a wife and mother first and a singer second and then and caring for all these kids and stuff as well. How does that work? How can we build the things you've got?
With a lot of prayer.
Yeah, and the touring, and you're here in Australia. How does that work?
I will say I have a great base. I have a very encouraging and supportive husband who is at home holding down the fort, along with my mother. My mother and my father, they live next door to us, and my in-laws live across the street.
Wow.
So the Lord has really blessed us to have a great family base. And my mom is picking up one of my sons from school, and my husband's picking up the other. And so it really does help. My daughter, she travels with me most of the time. So it really helps. And that, again, is one of those God things that I couldn't have never orchestrated on my own. But God has allowed that to fall into place. And my mother told me years ago, she said the calling of God upon our lives will never conflict with what the other things that he's called us to do. And so even though it may be a challenge sometimes, it may be a struggle to kind of balance them and to keep them balanced, I believe that the callings, again, on our lives are never in conflict with the call on our lives as well. So me being a mom should not be in direct conflict to me being a singer. There is a way to work it out. And if we ask God for wisdom, he'll give us that. And so that's what I ride on. I ask him and I walk it out and believe that I've heard him and that I'm doing what he's called me to do.
So many of the songs we've played on this station have had really big impacts on our audience. Redeemer, Still a Dream is one of the most recent ones that we've added to the station that you wrote a long time ago, apparently. Tell us a story of that. We'll play that now as well. Tell us a story of Still a Dream.
Still a Dream pretty much just speaks to Dr. Martin Luther King's his quest and his vision and his speech, you know, I Have a Dream. And it was the call for us as different color people, people from different backgrounds, different cultures, to love each other, not based on the color of our skin, but the content of our character. And so the song, it heralds that same thing, that regardless of where we come from, regardless of how we look, there's still a dream that we can be one as people. We are the human race, not many races, really. We are the human race, different hues, same race. And so the song sings of that.
Nicole C. Mullen, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.